I have been to all seven of the Nova Scotia Ashram children's camps. This one was very fun because with only six campers, I was able to get to know each and every camper. In the past, we had at least 10 to 12. We did lots of fun activities like horseback riding, swimming, canoeing, hiking. Also, we hiked up the hill to the ashram's Virupaksha cave. Every morning, we would have meditation sessions where we learned the basic skills of meditating. This was followed by stories of Bhagavan's kindness towards all living things, people, animals, and trees, etc. At the end of the camp, we chose four of the 13 stories the counselors told us and acted them out as kids for the parents. Each day, we did Karma Yoga, where we used teamwork in the form of a bucket brigade to cover the basement floor with stones. Some campers in particular liked this activity because they felt it was a good way to give back to the camp. We learned to work without any personal gain. There was one camper in particular who liked horseback riding. He seems to be a natural with animals. The Icelandic horses at the riding center, our two goats, Meenakshi and Chadwick, and also with the two main attractions of the camp, the dogs, Lucky and Sophie. There were a few campers who liked hiking up to Virupaksha cave the most. We found some bones in the cave. While in the cave, we sang some Ramana songs. A few of us ran down the mountain as fast as we could to give us some extra free time, while others came down slowly. Everyone liked KG Park because there was an activity for everyone. I found that the highest of the day was the ice cream parlor, which was a nice refreshment after all the great activities we did, such as canoeing or trying to canoe, picnicking and swimming in the lake. One story that was automatically selected to be acted out was Mr. K and the coconut tree. Mr. K was cutting down coconuts with an iron sickle when Bhagavan came and asked him to use a bamboo sickle in order not to hurt the trees. He ignored Bhagavan's advice and continued using the iron sickle. Later that day, one of Bhagavan's attendants came running to him and told him how Mr. K had been hit on the head by a coconut that fell off the tree. Bhagavan said he was sorry Mr. K had been hurt, but by now he would have learned his lesson and knows how much pain the tree is in when it is cut with an iron sickle. All in all, we had a very good camp, except for the lack of sleep. I know all the campers had a great time and hopefully will be able to come back next year. Alexi, Nova Scotia.